Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of Chase Your Dream. Today, we have among us someone who is a wellness mindset coach. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Minal. Minal, welcome to my show.
Thank you, Soumen, for bringing me on your show.
It's a pleasure. So, Minal, tell us, how did you find yourself in the wellness coach as a career field?
As a career, I have got into life coaching around 18 months plus, you know, around 18, 19 months I've started life coaching as a profession. So, if you ask me how do I feel really satisfied. I feel really happy. The reason being, yes, one is something that, you know, I am, that's the career or that's the livelihood for me now. But more than that, it is the satisfaction that I'm able to help people live their life better. Because I come across people who have faced some situation that I have gone through in my life personally. I'm a single mother and my life journey has been a roller coaster ride with ups and downs and, you know, unexpected turns, twists, everything. So I understand what a person would be feeling when he or she is going through, and this profession of life coaching is helping me help people. That's the big satisfaction I'm getting from here.
So, what is wellness mindset?
It's basically mindset and wellness coach that I categorize under. So, when I say mindset, it is, whatever we think, whatever we feel, is completely up to us. So whatever we are going through in our life today, it's our own creation. Like it's, I said, you know, pain is there, but suffering is something we create. If someone is met with an accident, pain will be there, but how much to suffer is his or her personal choice. So if we are of a mindset that, you know, okay, this has happened, if we take control of the situation, of our feelings, of our thoughts, we can reduce the suffering that we are going through. So I help people take that step or take that initiative in their life if they're going through a phase which is not pleasant, which is unpleasant, or some situations which are not as they expected. And at times people are not able to reach their goals. They get stuck because of various reasons like fear or low self-esteem. So these are the challenges each one faces. I have gone through myself, so I know how to overcome, and that is what mindset covers. And wellness, yes, I'm also a fitness freak, Soumen. I have been into gymming from past 25 to 26 years. First thing in the morning, I hit the gym. So I'm very particular. If you're healthy, if your body is healthy, your mind is healthy, you can do whatever you want in your life. So I have been coaching people on health. In fact, I was a personal trainer at some point, you know. I did get into it as well. So wellness is just not health, physical wellness. It is also wellness of your mind. So you have to be, you know, if when you say you're well, it means your body has to be physically well, your mind has to be physically well. Mentally well, you know. That's where I combine mindset and wellness, and that's what I coach people about.
Excellent. So, what kind of education do you think is instrumental to become a wellness coach? And are there required licenses for this?
Coaching is an industry where you do not require any license or any certification. But yes, I have undergone certification course. I am a certified coach. More important, I personally feel, is if you have that knack, or if you have that willingness, or if that is your calling, you know, to help people. If it's something that has to come from within, only then you can be a successful coach, you know. Or you will be able to give what you actually want, and you will be able to help your coaches or clients to their, and you will be able to match their expectation and actually help them out from their situation, in their situation.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about the kind of care and treatment you offer to your clients? what exactly do you do to your clients?
I conduct one-to-one sessions, and I also conduct group sessions. Let's go to group sessions first. When it is group sessions for corporates, I do programs like, you know, we have a topic we select. Like, for example, if it is work-life balance or it is low self-esteem if particular group in the company is facing, or, you know, some such similar issues if a group is facing, I do coaching on those topics. And when it is one-to-one, I have coaches from who have like goal setting issues or goal setting problems, I would say, who know where they want to go. You know, like I'll give you an example. I have someone who is very well set in his work-wise career, but he wants to open his own business. Now, though he's successful and excellent in his work, he doesn't have the confidence to set up his own business. So that is where I help him out. You know, that how you can build up, if you are able to perform in your work, job where you're working with a company, you can do equally or better than what you're doing for your own business. But because he is not able to take the decision or not able to achieve that on his own, I support him. I plan out small steps, big steps, some daily routines I include, which changes his mindset. Again, as I go back to mindset, you know, it's all in the mind. And I have single parents also who are struggling through, managing their work-life balance. A lady who was really burnt out because of the stress that she was facing in her career. And she had to go to a neurologist and all that medication. If the reports were fine, but it was nothing to do with medication or anything. It was her mind, it was her thinking that was creating problem for her. So when I do one-to-one coaching, I try and find out what is the real reason. Why is it that they're feeling what they're feeling currently? And then we work towards it. How can that feeling, that thought can be converted into something constructive? And I have someone who is very well set in business, in life, everything he has, everything life has to offer he has, but he is just not happy. Now, if you have money, if you have a very loving, caring family, what is it that doesn't give you happiness? It's just your thoughts. It's your perspective. It was how you look at things, how you look at life. So I work with him, and touch wood, he has found a lot of difference in 6 to 7 coaching sessions. He has found a lot of difference. We are still continuing. We are in the process of changing, but still, yes, the results are very visible. So this is what I offer and this is what I do when it comes to one-to-one. And group, yes, we select a topic, and it is an interactive session as well. Like if they have any queries come up, and you know, if required, people go from the group coaching, they can come up to me for a one-to-one session also.
Okay. So you have been able to create a thriving business as a mental health and wellness coach. Yeah, you were saying something.
No. It is. I am doing well, I would say that.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about how do you do that? Or what are some of the key aspects that people should know while pursuing this type of business?
You mean if someone has to be a coach, what are the prerequisites?
Yeah, what are the prerequisites or the key aspects he or she should have?
See, one thing is, as I said earlier, you know, he or she should be very clear that the whole idea should be of helping out or, you know, giving, like more of gratitude it has to be. Like in my case, it's gratitude. If you have a gratitude thing in you, yes, you will do well. And your willingness to help people, it should just not be that, okay, I am doing this session for 60 minutes or 90 minutes. This is the money that has to come to my bank account. It shouldn't be that. You have to be willingly in for helping people. Then there's nothing that can stop you. And of course, certification courses, I would say, do help. They help you structure your program, your sessions. They help you how to go about it, you know. And it's a learning. It's a long, lifelong learning. You have to keep updating. You have to keep learning yourself. What is new? what is something that I can add to my sessions? What is the value add and the energy levels? When you coach, your energy levels have to be very high, because the person sitting on the opposite side is not at the best, which is where he or she has come to you. So you have to be on a very high energy level, be very positive, optimistic, and very important thing is you should be able to listen. You have to be a good listener, because the person sitting there wants someone to hear him without any bias. And confidentiality is equally important. Whatever my coachee talks to me in the session doesn't leave the room, doesn't go out. I mean, that's the kind of commitment one has to have before becoming a coach.
So how do you differentiate between a psychiatrist and a mental wellness coach?
So when you talk about therapy, when you talk about psychiatrist, it's therapy, right? Therapist or a counselor and a coach. So therapist and psychiatrist, ideally what they do is they look into the past, they go into the past to find the roots, and they work on the past. Whereas coaching is, yes, we do refer to what has happened in the past so that the same cannot be repeated in future. But coaching focuses on your present. What is your current situation? Where is it that you want to see yourself tomorrow, in future? So how do I help you to achieve that future? What is it that we can do in your present today so that your present and future is much better than your past? That is what coaching is.
Oh, okay. So where do most of your clientele come from? And what form of advertisement have been your favorite to attract your clients?
I have most of my clients are coming through reference, and I do have my Instagram handle, I do have my Facebook and LinkedIn page as well. Even that is generating some clientele for me, but more of it is word of mouth. And I'm also associated with a trust here, which is in where I stay. So there I offer services at a very nominal charges. You know, that's again, as I said, it's a gratitude. I need to do that. I feel really good when I do. When I work for coaches coming there, people coming there.
So do you have, I believe you must have, many amazing stories of wellness coaching success. Please share some of them.
What exactly you want me to tell about
one
the
you have already session? One you have already shared with us about one of your client who is having a lot of money and he is not happy, and he is always you have started showing the results and all. Like this, many more stories I believe there with you. Some motivational
yeah,
one
there for are you. Quite a few. Like I have one coachee I am working with from past, I think 6-7 sessions I've done with him. Now, he comes from a very affluent family. Again, a joint family situation. Family is very loving, caring. Financially, they are, I would say, at a very stable and a very good level, you know. Money is not a concern. But what happens is, for him, he's very ambitious in nature. For him to take something that, if I am at level X, tomorrow, if my work goes 1x-1, how will I face my family? So that is creating stress for him. And the business that he is handling has some recent changes, which is a little more demanding and a little more stressful for him. So I tried asking, money is not a problem for you. You have been doing well. You are in your joint family. You're one of the top performers. So what is wrong if your business, because if you don't take that extra stress from the company that you're working with, if you don't take that stress, what is wrong if your situation goes X minus one? He says, I am not, I don't know how I will face my family. when in the joint meeting, when we sit together, I'm on the top. I said, what is important for you? Is it your health? He's 50 plus. He must be in nearing 60 now. So I said, at this age, what is important? That ego of yours of staying on the top in the family or your health? You already have blood pressure issues. I asked him only one thing. I mean, this has happened over a period of several sessions. I asked him, do you want a life where, because of this extra stress that you're taking to retain your X level, tomorrow you will not wake up and your family will be sitting crying for you, or a situation where you're on bed, you're crippled and you need somebody to hold your hand for you to get up? So I think that was an eye-opener for him. He says, definitely these two situations I don't want in my life. So then I said, then what do you think you should do? He said, I get clarity. I know I should not be taking this unnecessary stress, whether it is X or X minus 1. It's all okay, you know, because I'm not running after money. It's my ego of staying in the top in the family, which is, you know, making my life miserable. So that is how it is, you know. So end of the day, you need to identify, you know, what is happening in the person's mind. And I would again want to say, Soumen, as a coach, I do not suggest what you should do. I ask my clients or my coaches, what do you think is the right thing? Because I cannot decide for them. I am nobody to decide, because if I decide, I am not the one who will be bearing the fruits of that decision. If my coachee or my client is taking any decisions, he should be in a situation, it is his willingness, his strength, based on that his decision should be taken. That decision should be taken because the fruits he has to bear. So each individual is a different person. So we can't have that same, you know, you can't measure each person with the same scale. My capacity to take stress would be X. Yours would be Y. Somebody would be X minus 10. So each one's capacity is different. So I ask them, and this doesn't happen in one question. It is, you know, a different way, different modes, different ways I try to understand, and through a different dialogue by giving some examples. This thing comes out and then I ask them, okay, this is what you think you can do or you cannot do. Then they agree and then we go ahead with that. So end of the sessions, what I generally do is I make them write down, what is your takeaway from this session? What is it that you have learned? So you know what you have learned. There is something that you need to accept. Okay, it shouldn't be that, I didn't learn anything from the session. So I make them understand this is your takeaway, and I also give them homework. So, like, you know, you have to maintain your health. So there was someone who was diabetic, but was not very particular about going for walks or exercising. And you wouldn't believe, he wouldn't take his sugar medicines also on time. So I had to, you know, I had to tell him, you need to set a reminder on your phone for your medicines. And you have to walk 30 minutes, start with 30 minutes. Now you see, after 7-8 sessions, he himself said, okay, I've been taking my medicines regularly, I've been walking regularly, and I'm a different level altogether. So coaching is helping people to this extent, let me tell you that.
So mindset and wellness, these are the terms pretty coming up now in India. This is a pretty common term, varies in overseas, but in India it's pretty common. So do you face competition?
Competition, I mean, see, coaching is something that so many people would be doing, and they could choose this job. I mean, they could take this niche of wellness and mindset. So I don't see competition. Each one is different from the other. What I may be offering, my competitors may be offering something different.
In that way, you have answered my second questions rather, which was, how do you differentiate yourself? You have just answered that also. Okay. Anyway, any final word of wisdom for anyone looking to enter the field similar to that of yours?
I would say one needs to do what he or she thinks is aligned to, or what is your calling? If you think your calling is to help people and, you know, bring some change, some positive change in people, or give, you know, help them decide something, some place where they are not able to decide, or bring their life a niche ahead above what they are currently. Yes, if you think you want to bring that change in others, you must go for it. And certification, yes, you can definitely go and go ahead with those certification courses. There are quite a few. Each one is good in its way. But something from within has to be there. Otherwise, you can't be a lecturer, like, you know, in a college kind of thing, where you study the syllabus, pass the exam and become a lecturer. This is not a lecturer.
So please tell our listeners, how can they get in touch with you?
Okay, so I will share my contact number, Soumin, and you can, I have my Insta handle also, which is by the name Meenal, Mindset by Meenal, and Meenal is M-E-E-N-A-L, and the same name goes for my Facebook, and LinkedIn profile is, of course, Meenal Majethia, M-I-N-A-L-M-A-J-E-T-H-I-A, in LinkedIn, and my contact number is 9869278747.
This is for the listeners, that everything I will be giving on the drop down, so that whomsoever wants to get in touch with Meenal, they can go through the drop down and can get in touch with her. Any last message for the listeners?
Yeah, one very important. I would request everybody, whoever is listening to this, if you're going through a phase in life where you feel something is not happening as you want, or you're struggling, you're in a situation where you're lost, you can begin with one thing. Express gratitude. Thank God, or thank universe, or whomever you're believing. Thank Him for everything that you have today. Because we are fortunate enough to have a healthy body, two hands, two legs, we're working, two eyes to see. I mean, there are quite a few unfortunate who are not blessed with these basic things in life. So when we thank God for what we have, I think God or universe, whoever you believe, will take care of things that you require.
Excellent. So with this note, we have come to the end of this today's episode. You know, it was an absolute pleasure to have you as a guest in my show.
Same here, Soumin, and sorry. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
The pleasure is all mine, Meenal.